Hello, this is Melvers Lewis. I'm talking to you today from my home in Thompson, Manitoba. I'm the lead pastor of Thompson Pentecostal Assembly. In these unprecedented times, so many of us are feeling anxious. We're anxious because so much of what was familiar has been thrown into chaos and upheaval. Our routines have been blown up and our comfort zones have crumbled. It seems like so much that we believed to be safe and solid is now filled with risk and danger. The usual places we would go are closed. Our customary close connections and relationships seem to be distant, and that's another cause for distress and fear. Add to this the fact that all of this change has no firm end date, and all the regular struggles of life haven't stopped, and that creates a recipe for a great deal of fear, stress, anxiety, and pain. This perfect storm of physical, emotional, and spiritual trouble has left us scrambling for relief. We want peace. We want security, and we want a break from our negative circumstances. We're looking for something, anything we can count on. We're scrambling in our attempts to find someone or something that can give us a renewed sense of security. Unfortunately, at the current time, there is very little, if anything, that we can say is actually secure. What we counted on last month no longer seems secure. Things are changing so quickly. Even what looked like it was a sure thing yesterday doesn't seem like it's very solid today. We need to find something that won't be changing or shifting with our circumstances. If we're going to find peace in the middle of these stormy times, we need to be connected to something that will not be blown around or shifting under our feet. Nothing on this earth can do that. No man-made structure, no organization or plans meet the necessary criteria to bring us the kind of peace that we're craving. If we want peace, if we want real and lasting peace, we need to look outside of ourselves to something greater than ourselves. Jesus offers everyone who puts their trust in him peace that goes beyond what we can achieve on our own. He says in John 14:27, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give. Over and over in the Bible, God offers us peace and security in the middle of our darkest days. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Psalm 91:1-6 says, and what for many has become a passage that has given them a great deal of peace in this particular crisis. It says this, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promise are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. I want to encourage you today to put your trust in the only one who is solid, the only one who can offer peace in these times of uncertainty, and the one who promises to always be there with us. God and God alone offers us that kind of firm foundation that brings us peace. God bless you today.